Simon & Schuster Audio presents The House of the Scorpion by Nancy Farmer. Read by Raul Esparza.
Youth. 0 to 6. Chapter 1. In the beginning. In the beginning there were 36 of them. 36 droplets of life so tiny that Eduardo could see them only under a microscope. He studied them anxiously in the darkened room. Water bubbled through tubes that snaked around the warm, humid walls. Air was sucked into growth chambers. A dull red light shone on the faces of the workers as they watched their own arrays of little glass dishes. Each one contained a drop of life. Eduardo moved his dishes one after the other under the lens of the microscope. The cells were perfect, or so it seemed. Each was furnished with all it needed to grow. So much knowledge was hidden in that tiny world. Even Eduardo, who understood the process very well, was awed. The cell already understood what color hair it was to have, how tall it would become, and even whether it preferred spinach to broccoli. It might even have a hazy desire for music or crossword puzzles. All that was hidden in the droplet. Finally, the round outlines quivered and lines appeared, dividing the cells in two. Eduardo sighed. It was going to be all right. He watched the samples grow, and then he carefully moved them to the incubator. But it wasn't all right. Something about the food, the heat, the light was wrong in the